The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Rolene, a very good afternoon to you from a very warm Johannesburg.
Good afternoon from a very chilly Israel, and I promise not to sing because none of you deserve that.
Let me tell you this, I've got a newfound respect for people on radio. I don't consider myself somebody on radio. I'm somebody that happens to have a show once a week. And I took on this opportunity with open arms, thinking to myself, how easy is it going to be to present an afternoon show while Simon's taking a well-deserved leave? And now I understand why the man has taken a well-deserved leave. I feel like this has been a double whammy 2020 in this last week on radio. But you make it all better because you're going to be telling us the year in review, what's happened, and what are your top stories, Rolene?
Well, I just want to give it up for the whole team at Chai FM because you guys make it possible for me to do something that I look forward to every single day, and that is talk to you and bring you the stories from Israel, the analysis and the stories behind the stories. But let's take a look at the year in review. And of course, it was dominated by a certain little pandemic that this time last year, I don't think any of us could have foreseen what we would be enduring this year. But here we are, December 31st. And can I just say, it feels like we've all been through something really, really, really tremendous together. We, no matter how far apart we have been physically, we have endured it together. We have dealt with the challenges, the incredible losses, the pain. And here we are on the 31st of December, all here together to hopefully welcome what we really, really, really hope will be a better new year. But earlier this year, round about the end of February, Israel began to identify just what a threat and how quickly this coronavirus pandemic could possibly spread. And we were one of the first countries to go into lockdown and to shut down our airspace and to really kind of cocoon ourselves against the virus. And we came out of the first wave looking good. Maybe we came out a little bit too much, too early, too soon. And a couple of months later, we were inflicted with the second wave, which really, really put the strain on our medical facilities, on our frontline workers, on our citizens. A lot of pointing of fingers and recrimination at the government. Were they handling this effectively? Were they equipped to deal with the pandemic? And it's my belief, Chad, that I don't think any country has handled this in a perfect way, in a perfect situation. This is quite unprecedented, and I think every country is trying to do the best that it knows how to for its citizens. Israel is lucky. We're a small country. We're a country used to dealing with adversity. We can respond pretty quickly. But we're also a country that you can't push our boundaries, our personal boundaries. And we've seen that with the Israelis over the year, many people being fatigued from lockdowns and restrictions. And here we sit in our third lockdown, but with a lot of hope for the future, for the start of next year. As we speak, Israel has vaccinated just over 800,000 of our citizens, far outnumbering the amount of people affected by coronavirus since the beginning of this year. We are expecting our first shipment of Moderna vaccines within the days, so that we carry on what we are calling Operation Give a Shoulder. And, yeah, we're going to get through this and hopefully see our way out of the pandemic. A couple of days ago, I spoke about the fact that we are starting to consider the possibility of tourism, of people coming into the country, of course, within strict criteria, which will hopefully give welcome relief to our travel and tourism industry. But that's not the only big story that has made the news this year, Chad. Can you guess what some of the others are?
Before we get to that, I just want to say this, and I want to say it sincerely. The response by Israel in respect to the COVID-19 crisis was the best of any country out there. As unexpected as it was, a lot of countries look towards the efforts of Israel and the example displayed by Israel and followed suit. And it just warms my heart to be able to hear how the Israelis have been able to roll out a vaccine, and per capita, they've been able to inoculate more people per capita than any other country. I needed to say that. And yes, the other big story, I can just imagine what you're going to say, the Abraham Accord.
Well, the Abraham Accords is definitely, for me, that's the story of the year. If you told me this time last year that we would have 50,000 and counting Israelis visiting the UAE, I would have asked you what you were smoking. And today we have the incredible situation, and it was really, it was the highlight of my radio career to break the news live on Chai FM when I saw the news flash come in to alert us journalists that the UAE has agreed to normalize ties with Israel. I thought, what am I seeing? Is this real? I had to pinch myself. It left quite a bruise, but there it was. There it was for all of us to know. And what has come out of it has been something simply extraordinary. There is not a day that has gone by where a new memorandum of understanding hasn't been signed. New stories of cooperation, friendships are being built all over this region in the United Arab Emirates, quickly followed by Bahrain, then the Sudan, then the establishment of ties between Israel and a tiny little country called the Kingdom of Bhutan, which is quite significant because the Kingdom of Bhutan doesn't really have bilateral relations with many countries, including the United States. Israel has pipped, you know, the most powerful nation in the world to have bilateral diplomatic ties with the Kingdom of Bhutan, something really, really extraordinary. And this followed very, very quickly with, in fact, the very next day, with the news that Morocco has agreed to normalize ties, something very, very significant to Israelis, as we've discussed multiple times. You know, the over a million descendants coming from Morocco. Wherever you go in Israel, you know, whatever you eat, whatever you touch, you can absolutely feel the Moroccan influence in that, in our cooking, in our attitude, in our artworks, in our talismans. It all comes from Morocco. And now we are hearing murmurings, will it be Indonesia next? Will it be the Saudis? Will it even be Pakistan? Even though Imran Khan has sworn vehemently that his country will not normalize ties with Israel, we still have heard this kind of language coming through. The Kingdom of Oman, another Gulf state, thinking of normalizing ties is something truly, truly extraordinary. And again, no matter where you stand on the Trump administration debate, and of course, this is a very, very polarizing topic. And as I've said before, and I'll say it again, we always have to remember that a broken clock gets it right at least twice a day. And we have to give it to the Trump administration for pushing forward on this foreign policy in the Middle East, because it really is bearing dividends. We can see it every single day, and it really warmed my heart today by an Emirati who said that for him and his friends, visiting Israel was like coming home. And marhaba, welcome. You are welcome to visit us any time. And of course, bring your friends, because hey, we need to breathe some life into our tourism industry. And of course, we wouldn't be able to end the biggest stories of the year, Chad, without talking about the elections. And yes, we are on the cusp of new elections. Israel to its fourth set of elections in under 2 years. You know, what can I say, guys? We love democracy so much. We're doing it four times in 2 years. Maybe a little bit too much democracy for us, but a fascinating election to watch with the establishment of new parties. And will any of them be successful in taking out Prime Minister Netanyahu? It's going to be very, very, very interesting. You'll certainly be getting the updates on Chai FM on a daily basis as we head to the polls. Some of us in our cars, because anybody who is corona positive will be able to vote in the drive-through voting booths. But yeah, gearing up to be a fascinating 2021.
Rolene Marks, thank you so much for joining us throughout the year. We wish you, according to the Georgian calendar, a very, very happy 2021 from all of us at High FM. And thank you so much for that message to our High FM staff. I don't think everybody understands just how many people it takes to be able to keep the airwaves live. Thank you so much.
High FM, your station of choice since 2008.